Final quarter on KC Radio 97.7 FM. Chris Weaver here on commentary, joined by Ben Taylor on comments. Fabulous Phil huffing and puffing his way up the stairs into the John Elliott stand here at Carlton as play gets underway. The Bulls by 29 points, 82-53 against Frankston. The bounce now. It was Hampson who got the tap. Up against Shinners this time. It's going to be locked up again. Umpire Talbot waits. A hand pass eventually comes clear, and then straight into the dirt again, the players. This time, Jordan Bannister went without the football, trying to barge his way through to McCorkle as well for the Bull Ants. Still in the centre of the ground. No clear position to push, however. It's called eventually by umpire Talbot.
It is, Phil.
It's going to go the way of Byron Barry for the Dolphins.
Interesting move putting him in the midfield.
Shanks the kick there as he gets his foot into the turf, Byron Barry. Picked up by Morgan at centre halfback for the Bull Ants. Kick barely going forward. Called as a mark, however, to Saddington. On the halfback line here, Jason Saddington. Player still to work around onto that southern wing for him. He kicks down the line. A one-on-one contest. At the back, there was a teammate in Fisher. Did well to beat Ablett. Dances around Marigliani. Gets a hand pass away. The contest, one-on-one. Bullant's player in front was pushed in the back. Wasn't paid to ground, however. Pollard is able to regather for Frankston and run off half-back. Composure here. A short pass. He finds Shinners there. Playing as a ruckman final term, Trent Shinners. Linked up with Keeley. Keeley's kick is not great. It goes over the head of Bagley. And over the fence, in fact, and we'll have a boundary throw in. Just forward of centre here for Frankston as they head towards the western or construction end at
Royal
Parade.
Bit of a height disadvantage out of the goal square for Frankston with Whelan towering over his opponent in Spiteri.
Good chance of Peter Whelan too in his football development to play somewhere else around the ground and trying to get a kick up forward as well. Back into play now. Mill contests and umpire in fact calls for a bounce here as there's a bit of push and shove between the players. Umpire quickly onto the scene. A free kick's been given away, however. It will go the way of the Bull Ants. Not sure who started that. It was umpire Keating from Western Australia who was straight onto it there. So a free kick here for the Bull Ants at half back. They decide to go back. They'll switch across the full back line. Looking for a short option here in Iacobucci. And he marks 30 out from defensive goal. Aaron Murray has to stand the mark. Adam Hartlett, his direct opponent, still giving some run off half back. Heading across towards that southern wing again as Iacobucci where he finds Fisher. Fisher has the beating in the air of Burns. So at Brad Fisher kicks down the line, looking for a teammate in Mark Austin who tries to screen Sean Austin into it. It's marked, however, by a Dolphin player. As I look there, it's Dorr. Dorr kicks down the line, playing at centre-half-back this final turn. Brad Fisher, good courage, going back to the fire of the footy. It's a bit of aerial ping-pong at the moment. But Brad Fisher, he's racking up the touches at the beginning of this final term.
He's doing very well today, Brad Fisher.
2.5 minutes gone. The Bull Ants, 82. Frankston, 53. No score in this final term so far. A short pass there. Finding Hampson. His kick now to half-forward. At the back, Sean Austin misread it. Michael Ablett now for the Dolphins. He can regather to Dorr once again down the line. A poor kick puts Shinners under pressure. The ball kept in by Mark Austin swings around and Kennedy marks the Dolphins. Turnovers are plenty here. Some tired players in warmish conditions this afternoon. Linking up through to centre now. Keeley away by Hanta Marigliani. A raking right foot kick towards the goal square. Whelan has the beating in size to ground. Murray has to crumb around the body. His miss just scrapes through for the one behind. So 3.5 minutes into the final term on KC Radio as we're sponsored by the new Hair Clinic scoreboard this afternoon. It's 1-3 to Aaron Murray. His side, 8-6-54. The Bull Ants, 11-16-82.
They peppered the goals there, Frankston, but they really needed that one.
Short pass here from Robinson, who comes towards Jordan Bannister in front of the construction zone where the Harris stand would have been. Short again to Hadley. They're just racking them up here. This is where pace wins out in modern footy, boys.
Yeah.
These uncontested marks. You just get that short break on an opponent. And that little couple of extra metre break, it's enough to get you the mark. Down the line there, the kick from Hadley. Mark Austin, front and square. Reading at best was Morgan. He called for the footy on centre wing. He can kick inside forward 50. Bilney, however, lost his feet at the most inopportune moments.
Byron Barry going to ground there too. They've got to stay on your feet here. It's a beautiful day. Well, I don't know what's going on down there.
Bit sandy underneath the surface and also quite hard there with a clay-based surface here as well, Ben. But the footing. It's been a problem all afternoon. Long pass forward into attack there from Burns. It's cut off. The Bull Ants re-emerge with the football. Off half-back now. Short pass to Mark Austin. In an acre of space, no one closes him down. He heads towards half-forward, where it's marked now by Garlett. Garlett, short pass. Call for it from Bilney into the pocket. And Bilney marks 40 metres out. Tight angle in front of the legend stand. Travis Parnaby's given us a score update too from Chirnside Park. We're in the final term. It is Werribee by 8 points over Box Hill, 68-60.
Phil, were there any injury concerns down in the huddle?
No, they seem to be pretty clean in the Frankston huddle there. Ben, they looked as though they were A-OK. There was no worry, so there was no dramas in the Frankston huddle.
No worries.
2 goals, 3 with one miss as well, which went out of bounds to Wes Billney this afternoon. Has to ride the distance here, the small man, from 47 across. He's pushed it across the face, but a mark has still been paid on the last line to Sean Austin. Very tight angle. He can't run around. Looking for another option, though.
Well, there's Ellard on his own if he wants to go to him. He hasn't spotted
him. I reckon he'll swing around, Phil. Does so now. Swings around onto the check side and nails a goal. Good composure there from Sean Austin just to back himself on one of those occasions when a check side kick is truly justified, Ben Taylor.
I just don't know how a defence can let that happen.
Should have run straight at him.
Well,
they had to stay 10 minutes. They had to stay off the play though, Phil.
They had to.
Couldn't overrun the mark.
They could have spoiled the ball and smashed it over the line. I mean, to allow a guy to take a mark on the goal line when there's 18 players in the defence, not good enough.
So 6 minutes gone into the final term. The Bull Ants, that lead extended now to 34 points, equal largest margin this afternoon. At 12-16-88, Frankston 8-6-54. Waiting now back in the centre as Shinners to continue in ruck. Byron Barry into the centre too now for Frankston.
Yeah, no, that was one of the moves at three-quarter time. And obviously, rate Byron Barry through the midfield.
Hampson goes up against him. Hampson had to sit, got it to ground. Away now this time. A rare centre break for the Dolphins through Burns. A hurried kick to half forward. Foot race on. Dixon went against Anderson. Dixon won it out, however, in the one-on-one contest. Back now. Winsett Kane to a teammate there in Morgan. Had to reach for it. Above his head there was Jordan Bannister. By hand now. The runners are on. Kick inside forward 50 from Saddington. Looking for Fisher, however, spilt the mark. And wonders why he wasn't given a free kick for a hold, but it spilt out of play. Boundary throw in 15 around from the Bull Ants goal in front of the legend stand.
Bit of rotation here is coming on there. 26 for the Bull Ants.
Nick Meese.
Nick Meese is back on the ground. Yeah, they found a bit of space there, the Bull Ants.
Yep, the ruckman forward. Nick Meese hasn't done a lot this afternoon. Sean Austin away to Jordan Bannister. And his kick is marked 30 metres out from Bilney again, who at 186 centimetres, but ringing wet at just 70 kilos. He's lightly built, but he's spring-heeled. And he had no problems marking that footy, 30 out from goal.
He's had a pretty good afternoon, Wesley Bilney, and I think our colleague Ben Taylor's starting to feel a pinch a bit.
No, he's playing very well. As I said, Eddie Betts' cousin. Betts will be very happy if he slots this one through.
So Bilney, measured approach to goal, just stabs at the footy but still manages to get the full reward. 3 goals, 3 with 2 misses this afternoon to Wes Bilney. They're now 13-16-94, the Bull Ants. Frankston 8-6-54, we've got the largest margin of the afternoon.
Next week's game is going to be a very important one. They're taking on Sandringham next Saturday afternoon, our match of the day.
Yeah, Sandringham, of course, bad news yesterday. Not only did they lose, but a bad injury as well. Knee reconstruction an anterior cruciate ligament injury suffered by Xavier Clark, which means that he'll be out for the rest of the season requiring a knee reconstruction.
That's bad news.
Back in the middle.
Back in the centre now. Shinners once again contesting, this time with Meese to ground there, slung around in a tackle, Ellard. Numbers with a Bull Ants on the tackle. It's all locked up, holding the footy. Umpire Mills was straight onto it there. Winterton just held it up. Morgan away by hand this time. Jordan Bannister under pressure. Got rid of it to Meese. Back to Bannister. To Mitch Robinson now. Has 2 bounces. Away by hand to half forward. Flying shot on the run. They're looking for Fisher here. Punched from behind. Sees it through. Pollard. Rushed behind.
So Fisher playing out of the goal square, is he?
Yes, he is.
He is, yep. 13-17, 95 now the Bullants. Frankston 8-6-54. Kicks to himself here. Plays on now from the kick in. Pollard looking for Hibbert. Had front spot. Across the shoulder, he's paid the free kick.
He's been their shining light today for the Dolphins.
In front of the commentary stand here in the ledge, in the John Elliott stand. They lose the footy, however. Poor kick. Robinson links up with Iacobucci. This is Morgan now at true centre-half forward. Linking up well again. Hand pass inside. Forward 50 was loose there from Anderson. And the Dolphins, they can rebound here. They find Bagley. By hand, he stops and waits. Evades the lunge there from Bilney. U-turns, kicks now, a real grubber to Michael Ablett, misses first time here, the footy now of the Bullants, no player can get clear touch on the footy, it's all a bit messy and mucky at the moment, but it's swung out the back there to Bilney. Bilney finds himself in space, and having got the hand pass out from Stephen Brown, Wes Bilney manages to slot home from 35, 4 goals, 3 now to him in the last two of the game.
Yeah, Brownie, you know, just stuck his head over the footy and broke up the pack. And Bilney kicks another one. So the Bullants go on their merry way, Phil. 14-17, 101 at Frankston, 8-6-54.
Yeah, it's an absolute procession, Ben. And look, they're just too good at the moment. The Northern Bullants have really run Frankston off their feet, and Frankston have got to be careful this doesn't blow out any further, Chris.
The changes that Shannon Green's made are not really working at the moment.
No, they've lost their run, unfortunately. It looks like part-time footballers against professionals just at present. 17 scoring shots to 4 the Bullants way since half-time. In the centre now, Hibbert went without the footy. Could have been holding the footy instead. Yes. It's gone the other way for a throw out of the tackle and holding the man on Hibbert.
One of the best on the ground today.
Yep, done well for the Frankston side. Trying conditions for him. Kicks to half-forward. Strong mark. Lead up work done well there by Marigliani. Short pass, spearing pass inside forward 50. Numbers with the Bullants, however. This is Anderson away by hand. Iacobucci has time to wait and measure up by hand to Hadley. Back now to Hartlett. Numbers find Jared Bannister in the finish. Sweeping it across half back. He looks for Sean Austin, who marks. Just inside the boundary in front of the Pratt Stand southern side. Dances around Bagley there. Despite the attempt to smother to half forward. Fisher coming back. Leads up to the footy. Hits it now. Near the boundary. It's seen over though. Good defensive pressure there by the Dolphins. Happy to play goal side and push Brad Fisher towards the fence. And we'll have a boundary throw in.
This is dangerous for the Dolphins. They've been smashed in the stoppages all day. So this is important play here. They've got to stand up. Hold it in.
Sean Pollard it was against Fisher then. 55 around from goal. Whelan got the tap to ground. Slung around there was Dorr. It's going to be all locked up. We'll have another bounce. 55 out from goal.
Dan Fugner back onto the ground for the Northern Bullets. Been quiet today, but we've got 10 minutes to show something in the last quarter.
Tapped out now. Chance of Winterton to get to the footy first. Wasn't able to do so. Oh, heavy collision of bodies here at half forward. The Bullants, though, to Ellard. Stands up in the tackle. Hacked out of midair to Byron Berry now. He's slung around, holding the footy. Too strong in the tackle this afternoon, the Bullants. In fact, too strong in most facets of the game. Short pass. Looking to Gianfagna, as you mentioned, Benny, straight off the bench. And he marks 52 out from goal. Another short pass.
Go back, kick the goal.
Yep, exactly. And Jared McCorkle, who was very good in the first half, had a quiet third term there when the sting went out of the game.
So was that right, Chris? They've been chasing him for 3 years, this bloke.
Apparently, yeah, that was an article in there last week. By hands away, a set play. Here's Jared Bannister, the shot at goal, it's gone all the way. Beautiful. Another goal for the Bullants. It's a procession here at Visy Park. Just waited for it there, was Jared Bannister for his first. 15-17-107. The Bullants to Frankston, 8-6-54. We've gone 13 and a half. Thanks to the new Hecklink scoreboard, final term.
Yeah, the margin now, 53 points. I really thought, you know, after half time, Frankston could have held sway, but to the Bullants' credit, they've just had too much run, too much tackling pressure, and they're putting the score on the board.
And they've had 14 individual goal kickers, guys.
Tap down there by Hampson, all locked up. Umpire Mills waits, allows it to go in for a little bit longer. Eventual call for a bounce. It was Sean Austin with the tackling work on Byron Barry that was so excellent there. Good afternoon for Sean Austin.
Very good.
He's been terrific.
The umpires have been terrific today as well. Not too many troubles, I don't think. So They've done a
says
good
Benny
job.
Taylor as they've we sit next job. To the umpire's markers. No. That's a suck comment if ever I've heard of one. Hands back now to the contest once again for the Bull Ants. On centre wing, a chance to put the afterburners on here for Gianfagna. Left foot kick, wobbly, inside forward 50. Had to wait for it. Stuck with it, though, was Nick Meese. And he'll get a free kick, too, for across the shoulder. 48 out from goal. Barry on the tackle.
He's going back to defence, too. Yep. Barry didn't really work in the middle.
Meese sets it up towards the top of the square, coming across, trying to mark there Hampson. He can regather, dance around if he wants. And he's dispossessed there in a tackle, the big fella, holding the footy. Right on the last line, he tried to do just a bit too much. And Sean Pollard emerges with the free kick. Yes. Not much to go to. Very static here, Ben.
No, a lot of standing around here. Players are tired. It's been a pretty hard-running sort of a game.
Just running on the spot, a lot of these blokes now. Sean Pollard, a wobbly old kick, reloaded here. Jared Bannister swings it out wide by hands to Stephen Brown. Runs to 60. Good smother there from Byron Barry for the Dolphins. Cuts it off now. Has no friends around him, however. Wentz without it. Umpire City got hand to it. Got the ball away. Boundy, however. He waits behind now for the Bull Ants. Over the top, looking for Saddington. Links up with Ellard now. Ellard from 49 metres out. He's pushed it wide. One behind.
I think that was the difference yesterday. I mean, both sides, North Ballarat and Collingwood, really ran the game out really well and played to the final siren. But these sides are a little bit tired, but Bull Ants getting the job done here. What's the score, mate?
Play really raining down on the heads of the Frankston defenders now. They trail by 54 points. The Bull Ants 15-18, Frankston 8-6. Hands away, Keely to Berry front and square. It's not a good sign when Justin Berry is having to play off the half back line. As the mark is taken here by Lombardozzi, another quiet player for Frankston this afternoon. Heads towards half forward, where Burns, yet again, he's been a bit anonymous this afternoon, Matthew Burns, but a good spot up here is taking the mark is Winterton, 35 metres out.
And hasn't he had a very quiet day, Ben, by his standards, Neil Winterton? They won him more.
Trying hard, though.
Oh, yeah, but...
Got to a lot of contests. But the hands, the handling there, which is usually so assured by Neil Winterton, not there at the present. Just seems to be down on confidence. Shot from 40, rides at home as well. So,
good effort.
Yep. Good regard for his efforts there for Neil Winston, his first of the afternoon. Frankston get a consolation goal at the 17-minute mark of this final term. They are 9 goals, 6.60. Northern Bull Ants, meantime, 15-18, 108. Thanks to the New Hair Clinic scoreboard on KC Radio.
One goal. That was a good goal there by Winterton. But you mentioned in the call, Lombardozzi hasn't seen a lot of the ball today and named it full forward on the VFL website. Probably needs to do more, or might find himself in the reserves next week.
Score updates from other games this afternoon. It was Werribee by 8 points in the other game in the third term at Chirnside Park.
Close one.
It is a close one. We look forward to hearing a final score from Werribee later on. Sydney by 19 points in the AFL over Richmond, and it was Geelong by 32 at half time at the MCG over Melbourne. We're looking for a full time score after the game there as well.
Gary Ablett, 64 possessions.
64 possessions?
I don't know.
He's had 88 the last fortnight. Not a bad effort there. Out of the centre now. Ablett away to Winterton. Makes space here across the wing position here near Winterton. Has to kick to a two-on-one contest. Marigliani forced out. The Bull Ants re-emerge now to Morgan. By hand, Iacobucci. Went through his hands in the finish. Careless play there. And Kennedy's kick is smothered off the boot by Jared Bannister. They're sort of going through the motions now, some of these players. Long afternoon for them. In the shadows of full time. Shadows lengthening across the ground here too at Visi Park. Hadley evades one challenge. Behind centre wing. Kicks up towards half forward. Pollard was taken out of the contest by Fisher. And he'll get a free kick on the arc of 50.
Pollard stood tall down there today.
He has. Some good work. He has buffeted Fisher out towards the boundary on certain leads. So he's done well in that defensive angle. Kick down the line, finds door behind centre wing. Managed to give a corky to Tory Dixon, his teammate in the marking contest. Flying across at Courage, though, was Gianfagna to spoil Larry at centre half forward. And the Bull Ants re-emerge. Across the top now, Robinson to Meese. He can run on here, Nick Meese. The big fella kicks to the top of the square with the sitters, Garlett. Garlett couldn't mark to ground. He regathers under pressure. Gave up the football. 2-on-1. Byron Barry's in there trying to lock it up to Michael Ablett. Still on the full back line.
Free kick
though across the shoulder there to Ablett.
There's good eye vision there again. Fisher was open, but just couldn't take the mark.
So where to next week then for Frankston, Benny?
They've got Williamstown next week.
They've got Williamstown, yeah. But what changes need to be made as Dorr passes to Keeley out of defence?
Well, the reserves had a good win today, so there's going to be a couple that will have to come up.
Yep.
Ongarello might have to come back in.
What about Toby Conroy?
Lombardozzi through the centre of the ground, a true centre half forward, dumped as he kicked it. So Marigliani gets the free kick at centre half forward. Bit of push and shove behind the play. Murray couldn't complete the mark on the full forward line. And the Bullants, they can sweep it out by hand again. How many times have we said that this afternoon? Iacobucci very to good. Ellard in space. Good shepherd there. Bit solid work there from Hampson, who's going on with it with his opponent. But Brett Dorr, solid this final term at centre half back, takes a good mark. Away by a hand to Dale Whelan. Heads down the line to Winterton. Shanks the kick, but puts it in space for Marigliani, who can't get there in time on the 50-metre arc. No, it's gone out of play.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of push and shove, Phil, as Phil Cleary said last night on the bulletin, on the news. After the big fight yesterday.
Yeah, it's Casey and Coburg at three-quarter time there.
It was all a decent old stoush.
Bit of push and shove, a melee as it's known in the modern lingo. Tapped to ground here by Hampson, who was involved with a bit of push and shove with the shinners behind the play a second ago. Spiteri being quiet, away by hand now to Jordan Bannister. Running through the centre, good corridor footy again. They've owned the corridor this afternoon,
they
the Bullants.
They have.
Pops it over the top here, Anderson, looking for Sean Austin. Does a U-turn, has some space and finds Mark Austin at centre half forward. Still 60 from home. Players running forward, Fisher back to the goal square, so too Meese. Mark Austin, though, he'll barrel it up here. A bit fair old roost of the footy, Mark Austin, and he pushes it just wide, but it travelled the journey, one behind to him.
It did. Another player today, guys, Adam Iacobucci, his form has been pretty handy for
the
Bullants.
Solid, not that many possessions, but not that many mistakes. He's been a assured user of the football. Down the line, that was Magnus Kick. From the kick-in, 49 points to the margin. Boundy rode a bump well to ground, however. Had no friends, and they come up with a footy through Dixon and Winterton, the Dolphins, to half-forward, out on the lead. Tried to keep out in front of him there, Dale Whelan, on the forward line this last term. A second effort. Run down from behind, though, from Iacobucci. Couldn't see him there, like a Ferrari closing speed there, Iacobucci. Anderson over the top now. Corridor footy again here from the Bullants. In the centre of the ground to Jordan Bannister. His kick, however, has too much pepper on it. Sean Austin outpointed by Hibbard. To Keeley now. Centre wing position. Burns is in space. Copped a cruel bounce. Copped a second cruel bounce. Tries to go back at the footy again. Needs Proctor's support. So too Berry. Berry ducked ahead and got the hand pass out to Lombardozzi. To Burns now. Left foot pass. Inside forward 50. And Lowry marks 30 metres out directly in front.
First touch for a while, Lowry.
Yep, he was up against Gianfagna for a small period there in defence in the third term, but back on the forward line.
No, it's good to see. I think that's where he's most predominant, is up forward. He needs to put this one through.
Shoots at goal now, puts it wide though. Needed to steady himself there, Michael Lowry. 1-1 for the afternoon. Frankston 9-7. Northern Bullants 15-19. 23 gone final term. Spiteri goes short for the kick-in. And the lead is honoured. As I say, 48-point ball game. It was 1 point to the Bullants at quarter time. They trailed by 1 point at half time, but they've led it ever since. Overbound this head at true centre half back. The Dolphins re-emerge. Swinging onto it now, Marigliani. Flying shot at goal once again. Pushed just wide, travelling the journey one behind.
Probably hasn't done enough today, Marcus Marigliani.
Nope, fair call there. The Bullants sweeping it out quickly now, down this commentary side or near side to Hadley. Had to do too much here. By hand away now to Anderson. Been very busy this afternoon. He heads up towards half forward where Sean Austin has the lead in front of Hibbard. Right in front of the commentary position here. 65 metres around from goal on the northern side. Sean Austin, not much to go to. Needs someone to lead back towards the goal square. No one waits now. Heads towards the goal square. Meese stays down. Gets into the contest now. Numbers, however, with the Dolphins. And Magna, by hand off the last line, he finds Ablett. A short pass to Pollard, made to stretch. But he marks it just outside defensive 50, this northern side.
Yes, Sean Pollard's playing very well today.
Sean Pollock, as Phil Cleary called him in Inside Footy this week, mistaking him with the South African all-rounder. Dale Whelan, touch on the footy there. So the mark wasn't paid centre wing by Dixon away to Kennedy. That was a throw, lucky to get away with it there. Under pressure, Shinners as well. The body strength winning out here. Boundaries tackle good as well. Kennedy comes up with it again. They've got nowhere to go to at the moment, the Dolphins. And eventually they had to come very wide to Ablett. Centre wing, northern side. Heads towards Winterton over his head.
Oh,
but he'll get a free kick there. As Morgan went over the top of him too early at the marking contest and comes down heavily.
Well, I might go down, boys, and do the interviews while you and Ben stay up here.
Well, good mate, work, Phil.
Just don't interview everyone, mate. Just pick a few.
Now, it's had to be changed too. Morgan, he's crashed his head against the ground. Yeah. Comes off with a cut eye. Fisher straight off the bench to replace him. Winterton with the free kick to 40 out from home. The Bull Ants, they fly, but staying down was Whelan. Poor hand pass by Dale Whelan. Makes Berry work to the top of the square. Burns needs to get foot to foot. He can't do so. And the Bull Ants, once again, they'll get it out. They'll clear it into space on centre wing. Marigliani leads a foot race here. Ellard, the only man chasing. He sweeps it back to go forwards. Hibbard, pass over the top. He has, but he's had very few like him who've been able to use the football well. Magnan now, centre of the ground. Short pass to Marigliani again. They're happy just to give up defensive zone here, the Bull Ants. Not much to kick to. They're flooded inside defensive 50. Cut off kick there at centre half back by Saddington for the Bull Ants. He's done well there. Ellard under pressure. The hand pass went astray. Numbers with the Bull Ants still, however. Sloppy footy. But they come up through Hadley, linking up by a chain of hand passes in the centre of the ground. Garlett's done well. Missing out there, Hadley. Second time round at the footy. So too Jordan Bannister. And Magnan out for the Dolphins at half back goes to Pollard. By hand to Dale Whelan. Sweeps it over the top now to Matthew Burns. Waits, decides to go to a second good option kick on his own inside forward 50. The mark was not completed. Dropped at the finish there. And the siren goes. Despite Lombardozzi's protestations, he won't be paid the mark, he won't be paid anything. The end of the game, that quarter going just 26 and a half minutes. Final score then at Visi Park in Carlton. It was the Bull Ants, 15-19-109. Frankston, 9-8-62. The Bull Ants victors by 47 points. Phil Pearce is going to go down for the interviews as he just makes his way onto ground level. I can see him making his way out now. For the Bull Ants, leading the way then was Bilney with 4 goals, 2 each to Sean Austin and Mark Austin, while for Frankston, 2 goals to Tory Dixon. He was the lone multiple goal kicker for them this afternoon.